I pull my coat around my waist and shudder. The evening is mild, but my skin is still slick with sweat from our encounter in a doorway a block back. My ass is a little warm from banging up against the brick, and I know that there'll be scratches in the morning, not that I care. I stuff my underwear into my purse and quicken my step to keep up with you. You grab my hand and squeeze as you glance back at me, and I shudder again. I'm glad you don't live far from the train. I run my hands along your back as you navigate the many locks on your front door. You can never be too careful in this city, you say, and I hold back a laugh because I've never been so reckless in my life. No one knows where I am. I don't even have your name. You're in my phone as stranger. I can feel myself getting wetter. You hold the door for me, a gentleman, and before I can put my bag down, you're behind me with my breasts in your hands, your breath in my ear, your teeth on my neck, your erection against my back. Oh God, this is all I've been thinking about. Oh, I've been in such a frenzy that I actually touched myself a little on the train on the way tonight. Your hands, oh, your eyes, your lips, your cock. I peel off my shirt and you waste no time yanking down the front of my bra, spilling out my heavy breasts. I'm catching my breath, leaning against a little table in your hall, knocking stuff on the floor as you attack my aching nipples with your lips. My nipples are a direct line to my clit. Oh, my head is buzzing and I'm sex drunk. I unhook my bra and then grope for you in this darkness. Oh, I want to see you. The lines of you. The way you look at me as if you could literally fuck me with your eyes. Chung is working magic on my nipples. Already hard and firm, and my areolas puckered and tingling. Oh, you swirl around and around and then bite, and my back arches, and I knock more table junk to the floor. I want to see you, I gasp. You grab my hand, and I follow you into the other room, unzipping my skirt as I go. You pull up the shade in your room, and I'm naked, and we are licked by moonlight. And I see you grin as you run your hands over your cock through your pants. Why are you still wearing pants? Oh, your lips are delicious. Oh, I taste them as I unbuckle, unbutton, unzip you. Something on you smells clean and sandalwoody. Oh, my head under your chin. I carefully slide your boxer briefs and pants down and free that glorious fucking erection and stroke your thick, hard cock. Back to kissing you as you kick off your shoes and socks. Oh, I can see you now. Oh, sexy eyes, your lips. That smile, not fair. That smile. Oh, the hair on your arms as it fades into your hands. Oh, it swirls by your thumb. Your huge, strong hands that held me in the doorway earlier. Oh my God, we fucked on the street. Oh, your arms, your chest. Oh God, your cock. I moved to take you in my mouth, but you nearly tackle me. Push me back onto the bed. Pin me down. I love that. Fuck, I love that. Your chest hair gently scraping my nipples, and you run your hands down the front of me and push my legs apart. Not quite gently. Your fingers run all over my thighs. Oh, lightly teasing, tracing the spot where my thigh meets my pussy. Oh God, yes. I grab for a pillow to bite, but come up empty and moan as quietly as I can. Oh, your lips kiss from my belly button down to my pussy. And even though you've been inside me once already tonight, it's like you've never touched me before as you stroke. Oh, gently, then insistently, and one One finger slides inside me, and it's enough to lift my ass entirely up off the bed. Oh, I'm breathing so loud, and the window is open. Ah! I hope you're on good terms with your neighbors. You press on one finger, thumb on my clit, then two fingers, thumb on my clit. My hands are in your hair as you, oh God, flick lightly. Lick lightly in your fingers. Find my G-spot. I'm getting louder. Oh, and your tongue is firmer. Oh God. Your beard stubble scrapes my thighs as you turn your head. Oh, and then a third finger is inside of me. Oh God, I hope you're ready because I do not have the presence of mind to tell you about to come all over your face. Oh, I'm a wreck. Panting, groaning. You come up for air. And when you kiss me, I can taste my honey on your lips. Fuck, I can smell myself all over you. Oh, the room is a cloud of sex, and the moon is shining off your beautiful ass. I want to thank you, but I don't. Instead, I bite your ear and which seems to do, since you moan and grind against me. Flip over, you say, meaning business. Oh God, I'm in heat, my ass in the air, my back arched, and you plunge into me with no further small talk. In my cunt, all the way, plunging, ball slapping, hands on my ass. Oh God, I might be screaming, but I can't even tell. I can feel you banging up against my pulsing cervix. Desperate, fiery, fucking, oh God, you're groaning. I tighten my muscles and you groan, not louder, but deeper, from a different place. Oh, my next orgasm rises from my knees, straight through my pussy, out to my nipples and hands, and making my hair tingle. Your pace quickens and I can tell it won't be long. I can barely make out words, but I want it in my mouth. I say, I do so badly. Oh, fucking come in my mouth. Quickly scrambling, quickly switching, you're plunging your cock into my pretty lips, the back of my throat, your hands are clenching. Oh my God, you look so hot from here. And you make that noise. Oh, and you spurt out onto my tongue, still thrusting. Oh, I taste both of us at once as I swallow gently, gently so it doesn't run out of my mouth. You're gasping as the last waves hit you. Oh, we fall back on the bed, and I nestle into your armpit and listen to your heart pound, my stranger.